Morgen Chafei Tishrei Siman Aleph Halacha Hey. We're going to Siman Beis Halacha Hey. So we're in the second day of the cycle. Anyone that joined, it Ashrecha V'Toylach should be a schus to for Klal Yisrael, and it's an amazing opportunity also to get other people involved. Especially the halachas that we're learning now are so relevant to what's going on. As we mentioned, Tikkun Chatzos, asking for Rachmim on behalf of Klal Yisrael. All this is everything that the Kitzur is teaching us. How a Yid is supposed to get up in the morning, how a person Yid is supposed to get up at Chatzos if you can, and if you can't, also to get up at least on time for davening, especially during these days we're at war. And war doesn't have to mean that the person has to take a gun. It also means that on the same level, the spiritual part that we are able to do is what's going to win the war. So here we go. We're holding by Chatzos. That's exactly what we're discussing. If a person is able to get up by Chatzos, Matoy v'Manoim, and it's the best and most auspicious time of the 24-hour day that we have. And it's actually based on the Pasuk, Miroin v'Laila l'Rosh HaShmurois, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekoyne, and he also, the Rebbein Shem is crying. He's crying at that time for the fact that Oy Labanim Shabav and Isem Echati is Basi, woe to the children. That because of the Averis, that's the reason why destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, V'Iglis in Levina, this is the reason why we are in exile and all that is attached to that, especially what's going on Bazman Hazeh. Now, if a person can't get up by Chatzos, he should please try to get up before Amud HaShachar. That's a very auspicious time too. David HaMelech said himself, Ayir HaShachar. I mean, David HaMelech himself said, it sounds like not always, I mean, the Gemara says that he did get up by Chatzos. But it's Mashal Pashtra, if you can't get up by Chatzos, at least get up before the morning starts, meaning before what's called dawn. And the Pais committee say, especially Pisker Chivas already explains that Basman is it's very difficult to get up early in the morning because of our schedules. So as much as a person could do, Kadosh Baruch Hu goes according to a person's heart. Now, if a person is able after doing Tikkun Chatzos to be Oisek B'Torah, that's an incredible thing, especially when it comes to learning Mishnayos. If a person doesn't know how to learn Mishnayos, doesn't know how to learn Gemara, etc., he should be Oisek with Tehillim, Ma'amodes, and especially Sifrei Musar. And as the Kitzur said, maybe one of the most important lines that actually is quoted from Shulchan Aruch, Toy Me'at B'Kavana, Me'al B'Shalom B'Kavana. Little with Kavana is better than a lot without Kavana. Also, Abchir said that when a person is learning Torah at night, Shechina is kenegdoi, as it says, Shivchi Kamayim Libech Necha Pnei Hashem. So that's an amazing fact that it's important to know. When we're learning at night, there's a special Shechina, special presence of Hashem that we have. Also, Chazal say that if a person is learning at night, it's called an Eved Hashem. Must be that being called an Eved Hashem is a very, very special, adjective that a person is Zeicha. When it's short, nights are short, so this is what we mentioned before, at least a person should get up, he should try to make sure he's on time, and so this way he could prepare himself for davening. Next, Mizmorei Tehillim, and other types of parshias like Tanakh. So this is a very interesting halacha. You're not supposed to say Dvarim Shebichtav Yeta Rosh HaLomar Ba'alpeh. Things that are written, you're not supposed to say at heart. You're not supposed to say by heart. Now, this is true only in things that people don't know by heart, that they're not familiar with. Now, also, there's a lot of exceptions to this. Some say that that's only when you're being mighty someone. So it actually is narrowed down to very few cases, but the Pashup Shad is. So what's the most common example? Kiddush. Who said you're allowed to say, V'sham Mavnei Zeh Sashabos, he's a psukim. The answer is because that most people know these psukim by heart, so therefore, it is not a problem. Not only that, there's other exceptions to the rule that if someone is blind, then certainly he's permitted to say things by heart. The Kitzur goes on to explain another interesting halacha that when it comes to people that are saying ma'amadis, so ma'amadis is something that I think most of us are not so familiar with, but these are psukim from Ma'aseh Bereishis that people used, that the Yidden used to say when the Korban Tami, they would split up into 24 groups, just like Kohanim was split up, and they would actually recite psukim as there when there was their turn for the Korban Tami that's being brought. And this was an amazing achdus for Klal Yisrael. And we end up by saying, so his point is, don't say Baruch Atah Hashem with Hashem's name, Shema Tefillah, because it's really not Nusach HaBracha that was instituted by Chazal. Rather, just to say Baruch Shema Tefillah without Hashem's name. When a person gets up in the morning, we have a mitzvah to wash our hands. Now, there's actually three different reasons why we're washing our hands. The Kitzur basically explains, you wake up in the morning, you're B'yah Chadasha to serve Hashem. So they feel like a coin. That's Mekadosh used to sanctify, wash his hands in the Beis HaMikdash to be Ovid Avodah. So that's Mamshah, we have to view ourselves We are a Kohen that's serving Hashem. And it's based on the Pasuk, Echad Tzvi Kohen Kapai. There's another reason, and that is because when a person goes to sleep, so at the time of sleep, his neshama is nistalik, is taken away to some degree, and therefore Ruach Tumah comes on his entire body. And when he wakes up in the morning, the only thing of the Ruach Tumah that's left is on his hands. In order to get rid of the hands, the Gemara says that you have to wash your hands three times, and each time switching from right to left, meaning the first time you basically take the kli in your hand, right hand, give it to your left, pour it on your right, then pour on your left, pour on the right, left, right, and three times. There are places actually that say that you should do a fourth time, the Vilna Gaon, in order to get rid of that mayim water that has Ruach Tumah. In fact, this Ruach Tumah is dangerous, that a person really shouldn't walk 6 feet, which is Dal Adamus, without washing his hand. If it's a great thing to do is to have it next to your bed. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Zohar. The others that are more lenient, that Bezmana said this Ruach Tumah was weakened. So that's why many people are lenient, but it's Kedai if a person can. And even the Kitzur Shnach goes on to say, if there's a big need for it, there's what to be lenient. And the Kitzur says that the first thing you should wear is a Taz Katan, that you shouldn't walk for arms with that Tzitzis. The other person say that Ben Mishnah Berurah thing says, after you should only put it on after you wash your hands. The best thing is if you have Tzitzis that you can wear at night. So then afterwards, when you go to the bath and you wash your hands and everything, then you wear another Taz Katan, and you can make a bracha on that. If not, you can make a bracha on the Taz Gadol and have the Taz Katan in mind. Now, this Netilas Yadayim, as we just explained, the Chatchila should be to what's called the Zroya. It means until the arm part, where it joins together, the hand joins together with the arm. So that joint is where the water should reach. But when it's Mishas Atchak, you could rely on all the way till the end of the knuckles. And in fact, that's what we do when it comes to Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Now, another mitzvah that's interesting is to wash our faces. So not just because you want to be clean, but because it's actually based on the Pasuk, Ki B'Tzelem Kimasos Adam. And therefore, the Gemara says that you're washing yourself in honor of greeting Kivyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is an amazing opportunity. The same thing is you rinse your mouth out. Today that would be the equivalent of brushing your teeth. Why? So this is when you share Hashem's name. It should be Bekdusha V'Tahara. And then you have to make sure to dry your hands and to dry your face well. As a young person could get problems in his face if he doesn't dry his face. And last halacha, a person should wash into a vessel. So the water shouldn't go in the areas, especially in the old days, with people they have the ground floors. So if you wash your hands, sometimes the water would be there, and it could be dangerous for people if they walk in that area. You not have any enjoyment from the washing, so therefore shouldn't use it as to wash dishes. In fact, it's best not to wash it in the sink. There's dishes inside, it could actually also be harmful. And so best is to throw it in the sink where there's no other utensils. Usually it's next, it's in the room, so it's not really a problem. And like we said, person should be careful not to discard it when people are walking, because it can actually be harmful. Have an amazing day.